Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live from Little Caesars Arena, Bogey and Wojo on 97.1 The Ticket.
That's right. Huge preseason game tonight. Pistons playing host to the Nets. And
another thing. Did you see the Lions' schedule after the bye? They can get right back in the playoff. Like I was just telling Valenti.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I was told somehow we had an electrical problem.
He hasn't
breaking
stopped.
Down the Lions' playoff chances now.
He has not stopped talking all the way through that break.
2-3, they're right in the mix. What are they, a half game out of first?
See, the funny thing is, we could actually have that conversation if they decided to get their head out of their ass and beat a bad Cowboys team. But you and your stupid little up-down theory had to prevent us from a 3-2 football team heading into a bye week with a chance.
What was yesterday? Up, down, Lions, Packers. That was such an easy game to pick. And I hate to say it.
I mean, I'm not surprised. I picked them to win, too.
Yeah, but I'm on the same page way too much with the Valenti kid. Because I was in total agreement that they were going to beat the Packers.
Well, wait, so you think that Michigan's going to beat the hell out of Wisconsin then,
not,
right?
He's talking ridiculous. I think they'll beat them, yeah.
All right, okay.
So I've got to be careful not to become like him.
Words
to live by. Now, we are down here at the Little Caesars Arena, preview of the season opener, the Pistons and the Nets. So we'll break that down, but we do have to, won't we? You'll break that down, right?
Yeah.
The Lions-Packers game, was that one of the more bizarre games? No, I can't even say that because the Lions have played so many bizarre games. But it was a bizarre game when the opposing quarterback, guy by the name of Aaron Rodgers, throws for, 422 yards. And they're not even in the game, really. He brought them a little bit into the game. And their kicker, Mason Crosby, misses 5 kicks, 4 field goals, and an extra point. Bogey, let me ask you this. Were the Lions simply lucky, or did they catch your eye with anything?
There's a middle ground There's a middle ground.
Because
it wasn't all luck.
It wasn't all luck. The muff punt was luck.
Yes,
for the
of course.
Most part.
But you have to take advantage of
missed
the
field goals.
That
was luck for the most part.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, anytime you're going to be gifted, 13 points essentially, or not have 13 points on the board, of course that's going to be a huge benefit for them. But I would say it was a weird game in the sense that the Lions looked like the Packers, and the Packers looked like the Lions.
Same old Packers, stop.
Seriously, like the mistakes that the Packers were making, that's what the Lions would ordinarily do.
No, it was exactly the same. It's, Rodgers losing the fumble and the strip
seriously.
Sack.
Seriously. And we
not
need to,
seeing Deshaun Hand
we
coming.
Also need to dock Aaron Rodgers at least, 200 of those yards? That was a faux comeback.
No, that was those a
were,
faux
those
comeback.
Those were, bad numbers, empty numbers that he was putting up.
No, that was
game.
A total faux comeback.
It was.
Ultimately.
Yes.
Because you know why? And that's my definition. Because he didn't have the ball with the chance to take the lead. As a matter of fact, they'd never got within 10 after that. So
no, that's a good point.
Completely faux comeback. But 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. We don't have to sit here and bag on the Packers. We are in Detroit, so we are allowed to talk about what caught your eye from the Lions, who are 2-3, and we're not saying in the playoff hunt. But, as season, keeping a season interesting wins go,
no.
That was one.
No, just get over the 500 mark, and then we can start to talk
about the schedule ripens
doing
up
something
a little
else
bit.
Easy.
Loosens
okay?
up. Head down to Miami after the bye.
And Miami has proven to be a little bit better than we thought at the beginning of the season.
Please.
Now, I will say, one, didn't you feel kind of bad for Mason Crosby?
I did believe
that
it.
That was awful.
When McCarthy sent him back out there for that last field goal.
Seven seconds
left.
Yeah.
And I thought, he's either being really, really cruel.
Or being a prick.
Or he's trying to save the guy's career. And I think he was trying to save the guy's career. Let him make a field goal and not think about 0-4 for another week.
It's that classic coach thing. You know, you want to end the game on a good note. You know, even if you're getting blown out, you know, you want to make sure you have a strong second half because it can carry over to the next week. I totally get what he was doing. I'm not going to lie. I did feel a little bit bad for him. I thought it was kind of cool. Aaron Rodgers went over and put his arm around him, you know, like, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. He was the first to greet him on the field after he actually did hit the field goal at the end.
Yeah, no, that's
that was nice.
No, that's a great story. What you didn't see is what they did to Mason Crosby on the plane on the ride home afterwards, way in the back as they pulled the curtain shut and all you heard was, thump, ow, thump, ow. That's what they did.
They gave him a swirly in the little airplane bathroom.
Could you even give somebody a swirly in an airplane bathroom? I don't think you could.
I think it's not possible.
Big enough. No.
You'd have to do it from the outside. So you have to have somebody hold the door open, and then somebody reaches in and flips him over and dunks him.
You couldn't do it to, like, Jamie. A big head wouldn't fit in there, right?
Probably not in that toilet. No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
No, the other thing, though, as far as the Lions are concerned.
Yeah, what caught your eye? Come on, we don't just have to bag on the Packers in the game. What caught your eye?
We give Bob Quinn, we've given him a hard time recently, right? Because he didn't do a whole lot in the offseason. You know, he didn't replace Eric Ebron. Some of the draft picks, questionable. Well, on Sunday, you did get a chance to see quite a few guys that he handpicked that are having a big impact. Deshaun Hand, a fourth-round pick, playing as well as any defensive lineman, you know, in the entire league, not just rookies necessarily.
Well,
he's playing very well.
He's the highest rated rookie defensive lineman.
Which means he's playing
very well.
Yeah, exactly.
No doubt.
High pace. Kerryon Johnson, even though he needs more opportunities, at 24-yard run, setting up the Galladay touchdown at the end. Kenny Galladay looking like a guy who can be a number one receiver. A lot of those things that you like.
All right, we should have stopped at three of them.
Didn't
he
get a penalty, too?
Yeah, whatever. He's still working through some things. No, you're right.
Working through. Yeah. That's being generous.
Well, no, but
that's
even,
like saying Mason Crosby was just working through some things.
Poor thing. But, and again, we're not going bonkers. But we've spent the first part of this season bagging on Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia. And like, where is the plan? And even other guys that they picked up, the Romeo
Kennard. Aquara. Yep.
Eli Harold
didn't play, but yes, he's been very good recently.
He has three sacks. So, again, we're not going bonkers, but those are things that caught my eye. The other thing that caught my eye, we'll call this the Catch My Eyes segment.
Oh, okay,
of
great.
The show.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Huh.
Is, and I know it's, you would think it's not that big of a deal, but they converted all these third and ones with LeGarrette Blount, 2 1-yard touchdowns. And then there was a third and one in that fourth quarter drive, and he barreled ahead for 6 yards. And be still my beating heart. Enough of the fancy passing stuff. The Lions now perhaps appear capable of short yardage games.
Possibly, but let's keep in mind the Packers' run defense, not very good. Just like the Patriots' run defense. Not very good. So I do think that has something to do with it. You know, I don't know another thing that stood out to me as well.
Matt? You don't like Michael LeGarrette Blount?
No, that's fine. Okay. No, that's good. I caution because they've done it. They've primarily done it against bad rush defenses. Is that fair?
All right.
Okay, no, but that's good. I'm glad you were excited.
I did
and
a good job.
Needed
yeah.
to change your pants, apparently, for LeGarrette Blount. Yeah. The other thing, though, too, Matthew Stafford with a fist pump. He was listening all week when we were bagging.
He was,
you know, talking about the Boomer Esiason comments. And he was just subtly showing a little bit more. Okay, probably not. But still.
I thought I saw him turn and point up to, like, and say, that's for you, Booms. That's for you, Boomer.
Right in the camera in the end zone. Put his face right in there.
The other thing.
How do you like me now?
I'm being feisty. The other thing that caught my eye, now I'm really extrapolating here, but listen, we made rash judgments after 1 week, so after 5 weeks, we can make more detailed judgments. You know what I've seen now? They've beaten the Patriots and the Packers, and they lost to the three lesser teams.
Which makes total sense. Yeah.
Right. But you know how they beat the Patriots and the Packers? They ran the ball a little bit, but
attacking.
And you saw in those two big games the Patricia defense at work, where nobody's making unbelievable. They're being disciplined. They sacked Rodgers 4 times, and I think 3 of them were coverage sacks. Patricia, that's what they do. They give up yards, bend, but try not to break. You saw that against the Patriots, and you saw it exactly the same against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. If nothing else, small amount of evidence. He knows how to scheme a defense against a good quarterback. Not to let him beat you deep, right? That's what he does.
The Patriots didn't have as many of the weapons as they're used to having. The Packers didn't have.
I know.
Group of weapons.
I agree. I'm just saying that it did dawn on me. Like, I think I've seen this game before. Yeah. 2 weeks ago against New England,
well,
the exact same situation.
How about this, too? Huh. Jared Davis had his best game of the year, probably in a while. Physical, looked in control, didn't make a whole lot of mistakes. Like, that's another – I mean, that's a first-round pick, and he hasn't been first-round picky, you know, if you will.
Right. But you see the pieces that he's collecting. We just mentioned Devin Kennard and Eli Harold and the Romeo guy. What's his last name
Aquara.
Again? I should be able to master.
How do you pronounce
one.
Tua?
I have no idea.
Tagovailoa. We'll get you there someday.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Small sample size, but that's what I took out of. The defense still gave up a ton of yards, but they were so many meaningless yards, and they got the strip sacks where they needed to, and they recovered fumbles. They made big plays.
248-539-9797. You heard us jibber-jabber about what we saw, what caught our eye as the Lions were able to take out Aaron Rodgers and the Packers yesterday out at Ford Field. Love to hear from you guys. We got a lot of texts coming in if you do want to get involved. And, you know, honestly, as far as the season is concerned, was yesterday something or nothing? We can answer that coming up, too,
if you want. I'd say both.
Okay, great. It's Bogey and Wojo live at Little Caesars Arena 971.
I'll say it was anything. Yeah, right in the middle.
I'll say it.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.